And Pope Benedict returned to the theme of protecting human life in a message sent at the weekend to the Third World Congress Against the Death Penalty, which concluded in Paris on Saturday. In the message, the Pope says the use of capital punishment is not just an attack on life, but also an offence to human dignity. Echoing the words of his predecessor, John Paul II, Pope Benedict says states have other efficient means at their disposal to guarantee security and ensure that criminals do not re-offend without denying them a chance of redemption. Amongst the organisations sponsoring the three-day Congress was the Rome-based Catholic lay community of St. Egidio, which is pushing for a worldwide moratorium on executions and a resolution from the United Nations General Assembly. Spokesman Mario Marazziti tells us more.
The World Coalition Against the Death Penalty that started at St. Egidio's headquarters 4 years ago is now having a real momentum while in the world many things are changing. Yesterday the European Parliament approved strongly an initiative for calling for a moratorium and a resolution at the United Nations as soon as possible, possibly this session and this year. And this is now part of what we are discussing at the Congress in Paris. And as well, there are important steps that are being taken by South Korea, and there are important changes in Taiwan, so some hopes also in Asia, and this Africa that is making the bigger steps forward. The African Union has decided to work on the possibility of stopping execution in Africa. So the thing is that over the last 15 years, there has been a big change. 40 countries have changed their place, and they are now abolitionists just in 15 years. So the death penalty is weakening all over the world. On the other hand, we have, yes, most Arab countries that use the death penalty, and Saudi Arabia, and most Asian countries, like the small Singapore, but that kills more people per percentage than any other countries in the world. And we have India and Japan still where an execution can take place. And in Japan, 4 executions took place on Christmas Day.
In the United States, meanwhile, the death penalty is under what may be an unprecedented review, mostly involving questions about lethal injection, which is by far the most common method of execution there. Amidst a growing discontent among ordinary American citizens, the U.S. courts last January granted 8 stays of executions in as many days for a variety of reasons. Among those prisoners on death row who won a temporary reprieve was Ronald Chambers, who has spent nearly 31 years on death row after being convicted of murder. That's the longest period of anyone currently awaiting execution in Texas, the state that last year carried out nearly half of the 53 executions in America. But why do many prisoners spend so long on death row before their executions take place? To find out more, Susie Hodges spoke to Dale Resinella, a Catholic lay chaplain ministering to inmates on death row in Florida. He told her more about the Chambers case and how there are many other inmates spending a similar length of time on death row.
In the case of Mr. Chambers, according to the press reports and even the reports of the independent humanitarian organizations, there is not a question of guilt or innocence with respect to the actual crime. The crime is horrendous and horrible, and there is no question as to whether or not Mr. Chambers and his co-defendant were the ones that committed the crime. The issue, however, especially for people of faith and Catholics, is do we lower our behavior and our actions to the level of the criminal in responding to crime? So while we acknowledge that the crime is horrendous and the agony of the families of these two young people is just unfathomable, we do not do anything to restore the victims of the crime by proceeding with another killing where we're the killers. And so, yes, he's been found guilty 3 times. He's been sentenced to death 3 times. the question for us is, should we be killing people at all, even when they've done tremendous wrong? And, of course, our dear Pope John Paul II was extremely clear in Evangelium Vitae at paragraph 10 that no one loses their human dignity, their image of God, even when they've done horrendous evil.
As you say, nobody is disputing the fact that Chambers carried out this murder, but he is one of many inmates who have spent years, maybe decades, on death row. I mean, he's actually spent most of his life on death row. I mean, just how grueling is it to spend so many decades under this, shall we say, this sword of Damocles hanging over you?
Well, first of all, it's important to mention that most Americans are under the impression that these men have spent decades on death row because of their own legal efforts. But as you see here with a man who has had three trials because the state has violated constitutional requirements, his time on death row is due to the actions of the state, not to his own actions. But Mr. Chambers' case is not that unusual. Right here in Florida, where we have now the second largest death row in America, we have five men who have been on death row longer than 30 years. We have six men who have been on our death row for 30 years. And we have six who have been on our death row for 29 years. That's 17 men who have been on Florida's death row for 29 years or longer. So it's not as unusual as many people might think, and it's a very serious concern.
Now, have you met any of these inmates who have been on death row for a long time? What do they say about these long waits, this living on borrowed time?
Well, as you know, the restrictions on my position prohibit me from quoting any of the men that I minister to, but I can tell you that of the men that have been on Florida's death row for 29 years or longer, I know all of them. And if one can imagine going into your bathroom in your apartment and shutting the door and living in your bathroom for 30 years, what impact would that have on your mental condition? What impact would that have on your human spirit? What impact would that have on your ability to function as a human being? A death row cell is 6 feet by 10 feet. With a toilet, a sink, and a cot, it's almost impossible to imagine spending three-fifths of one's life in such a cage. And yet in the case of Mr. Chambers, who came to Texas death row at 20 years old and is now 51, he has spent three-fifths of his life, all of his adult life, locked in a space the size of most of our bathrooms in our apartment or our home. When we make that analogy, we can easily see how detrimental the effect would be on one's psyche and on one's ability to function. There are statements in the press that many men have gone insane because of these conditions.
Susie Hodges talking there to Dale Resinella, a Catholic lay chaplain who ministers to inmates on death row in Florida.